We're studying the first paragraph of the Shimon Esrei, a paragraph entitled Avos. It's interesting when we see the brachos that we recite on food, for mitzvos, we say Shem Malchus. We say not only Hashem's name, but also that Hashem is Melech Olam, is the King of the world. In the Amidah, in the Shimon Esrei, we do not find the acknowledgement of Malchus. The question is, why not? Why, when we at least introduce the Shimon Esrei at the very beginning, the first paragraph, there should be a mention of Melech Olam? Why not? So there's a few answers I'd like to share with you. First of all, the explanation of the Archos Chaim, who is Rab Aaron, but Rab Yaakov HaKohen. He says, Lo timsa malchus b'chol elu yutes brachos. We did not find that God's acknowledged as a melech, specifically, Baruch Atah Hashem Elkeinu Melech Olam, in the Shimon Esrei. But Tom, and he says the reason. Lefi she'ein omrim malchus el al riyas ha'olam ve'al ha'mitzvos. We only say malchus on specific times, the things which were created in the world, when we eat a food, before so we do so, as well as before we perform a mitzvah. Kamo melech shigozer v'nasa hakol b'dvaro. Because why do I do this mitzvah, whatever mitzvah it may be? It's because we're told to do so. We are God's servants, and therefore we have to acknowledge that He's the melech, and therefore we have to do exactly what He says. That's the reason why we mention melech by a brachas ha-mitzvot. However, avol be'elu hayotes brachos, says the Archos Chaim, that when it comes to the Shimon Esrei, ein lahaskir shum malchus, we don't mention it, she'ein anu El mispan lefanav. What are we doing? We're davening in front of Hashem. Mavashim rachamim al mashis sarach lanu l'chayim hol maba. He says that we're not acknowledging only that He's our Melech, He's our King, but we're praying that we're hoping that God will show and display compassion and mercy on us, that we'll be able to continue to function in this world as well as in the next. It's brought down another explanation by the Kolbo, which is an unknown author. He says the reason why there's no malchus specifically, the first paragraph at least should say, says yesh tam acher. The reason that name mashein malchus bebracha. Why don't we say Hashem's a king? Lafisha dain kishiba Abraham lo nada malchus ba'olam. This first bracha, which certainly talks about all of our avos, but it mentions Abraham Avinu, which is the end of the bracha Magin Abraham. At that time, when he was the king. He was involved in this world, involved in Kirov and outreach, not many people acknowledged God as their leader, as their king. And therefore, the only person who really initially acknowledged the oneness of God was Abraham. And that's why we say Elokei Abraham. And therefore, because of this, we do not mention Malchus, because after all, people were not really in tune of God being their king. Now, when it comes to the end of the bracha, we discussed a little bit yesterday, ends off with the words Magin Abraham. The question is why? Why, if the bracha, the whole paragraph is called Avos, it would be appropriate that we should really acknowledge all three of our Avos, Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, at the end of the bracha? So we have this famous Rashi, which is in Parshas Lech Lecha, that says the Eschol Goy Gadol, that when Avram was told to go and to leave the land of where he was originally born from, that he was supposed to go to a land, Ashareka, which I'll show you. It says that I'm going to make you into a good gadol, to a great name. So the Rashi tells us, Zehu Shomer Melokei Abraham. That's when we say Elokei Abraham in the Shemona Esrei, that's what it's referring to. And then, Barachaka, and I'll bless you, Zehu Shomer Melokei Yitzchak, referring to, you'll be blessed with a child, ultimately, who will showing allegiance to God, Elokei Yitzchak. Gedol Shemach, and I'll make your name great. So Rashi says, Zehu Shomer Melokei Yaakov. Yochehi Chosim B'Kulon, even though we acknowledge all of our Avos in the Shemona Esrei, how do we conclude? We would not conclude with all them. Rather, Behei Bracha, B'Chol Chosim B'Lo Behem, that you are a blessing and not them. So we sign off, or seal off, end off the Bracha, specifically, as Rashi says, because of this Gzeret HaKasuv, that Hashem promised Avram that he will be the one, exclusion of his son, his grandson, that he'll be the one that will be mentioned in this bracha. So, why exactly is this the case? what's so special that we have to only acknowledge the of Abraham at the very first, the end of the first paragraph? So perhaps we can say, similar to what the Kolbo told us, the greatness of Abraham over even his son, and grandson Yitzchak, and Yaakov Avinu, was that Abraham was the first. He was the person that was able to recognize godliness on his own. He didn't need his parents or grandparents to steer him in a certain direction. Quite the opposite. His parents, as we know the story, were Ovid Avodah Zarah. They believed in idols. They did not believe in monotheism and the oneness of one God. Therefore, the message that perhaps we begin the Shemona Esrei with is that when it comes to Judaism, even if we have a high majority of people that don't necessarily agree to what you believe in, that doesn't necessarily make them right. And therefore, we have to remember Magen Avraham, the strength that Abraham had, that even though he was an individual and he did not go with the flow, rather he was willing to accept the oneness of God regardless of what everyone else's opinions were. Another possible explanation is based on the famous Mishnah in Perkei Avot. The Mishnah tells us that the world stands on three pillars, namely, as we all know them, Torah, Avot, and Gemilut Chasadim. And some interpret this Mishnah is specifically referring to the strength of our Avot. Of course, Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, each of them had Torah, each of them had Avodah, the service to God, and certainly they were all going with Chasadim, they were all very much involved in kindness. However, each one of them focused their attention and directed their energies toward one of these specifically. And we know that Yaakov was a person who was a Yoshiatamo, he was a person who always sat in tents, he was very much engaged in Torah study. Yitzchak was a Karban, he himself in the age of 37 was a sacrifice, he was almost actually sacrificed on the Mizbeach, on the altar, as we know, the Kiyas Yitzchak. So he certainly represents and embodies the greatest level of Avodah. And Abraham was the person who embodied Gemilus Chasadim, the person who was the most kind, the person who sat in his tents and who used to invite people into his home, constantly helping other people regardless of who they may be. So it's brought down in the Sefer Likutei Sheish, the question that the Mishnah really is completely out of order. Torah, Avodah, Gemilus Chasadim, if you're talking about these four, our forefathers, it really should be the other way around. Because Torah is Yaakov, Avodah is Yitzchak, and then the last one mentioned in the Mishnah, Gemilus Chasadim, is Avraham. It should be the other way around. So I'd like to conclude by sharing two thoughts, which perhaps can give us a perspective of this bracha of Magen Avraham, the focus of Avraham Avinu. It's possible that, as Mefarshim explained, that the first three brachos of the Shemona Esrei correspond to each of our avos. That Avraham certainly is the first paragraph of the Shemona Esrei. The second paragraph, we'll discuss another date, is Yitzchak. The third paragraph is Yaakov. So it's brought down in the Sefer called Zikaron Betzalel, who is the was the Rosh Hashiva Torah Vadas. He explains that why was Avraham the person who focused on Gemilus Chasadim and kindness? He wasn't a Torah scholar, he wasn't knowledgeable. He explains that in his generation, he looked around and he saw people that were not dedicated to spirituality, to godliness. And the question was, what should he do? A person who is a master and kirev in outreach, should he go and only engage them in telling them, you know, you should be involved in avodah, you should pray all day, or you should start studying Torah? He realized that would be ineffective. And therefore, he realized that in order to be engaged in kirev, the best thing you can do is to start off with Gemilus Chasadim. You invite a person into your home, you give them a nice bowl of cholent, make them feel warm and comfortable, then afterwards you can introduce those people into the other details of one's religion. And he explains that that's the reason why we start off the Shemona Esrei with this idea of chesed, because the idea of davening is to bring us closer to God. So therefore, the first thing we need to do, if we're distance ourselves from Torah and Avodah, but at least the Gemilus Chasadim we can relate to on a much greater level, much easier level. I'd like to conclude with another idea of why we start off the bracha, the Shemona Esrei rather, and conclude with Magen Avraham. So it's brought down that it's a possibility that if we look at all the generations, each generation, there's some generations that have tremendous Torah scholars. Some of them are very much involved in Avodah, in the service of Hashem. Unfortunately, those generations still were in the same time frame as us, which is in Gaulis, in exile. It's brought down by Rav Zvi Cohen Kaplan that in order to be able to see the Chasima, the end of it all, which means the end of Gaulis, the end of exile, we need to be able to focus on the end of the bracha, which is Magin Abraham, and which means specifically that if a person is involved in Torah, excellent. A person is involved in avodah, that's terrific. However, Magin Abraham tells us that the chasima, the end of one's exile, the end of one's galus, is going to come about when we are able to truly show our greatness in Gemilas Chasadim, which is Magin Abraham. Meretz Hashem, when we see this bracha, Magin Abraham, we should also be all zochu, we should merit to the coming of the building of the Beis Hamikdash b'mehira b'yameinu. V'chanem nachshav tzvarech hashbaruch hu zochu v'yichur ha'em tarmetz ha'shnemar, ha'donoich hafetz u'manzi ko'yadu t'ra'av yadi.